And we're lucky enough to have some amazing insights from a UK renovation and design expert, Alex Cota, to kind of guide us through all this. Now, when we say coastal retreat, we're not just talking about homes that are right on the beach. It's more about capturing a feeling, a vibe, you know, bringing that seaside tranquility into any space.
And what's really interesting is that it's not about just like throwing seashells everywhere or going full on nautical. It's much more subtle than that. It's really about using colors and textures to evoke that sense of peacefulness that you get when you're by the sea.
Yeah, I love that. In fact, Alex Cota actually uses the phrase oceanic colors to describe the palette. And immediately I'm thinking like calming blues, those soft white sandy neutrals.
Right, exactly. It's all about mimicking the natural environment. Those colors, they really do evoke this feeling of airiness and light, just like you'd experience looking out at the vast sky and sea.
It makes you feel like the room is bigger just by using the right colors. And I can see why if you're going for that tranquil vibe, you wouldn't want to use anything too jarring or bright. But I did notice that Alex Cota also mentions pops of coral or seafoam green. How do those fit into the whole, like, peaceful, tranquil thing?
Well, it's about finding balance, right? You don't want the space to feel too sterile or washed out. So those brighter touches, they act as accents. Just like if you were walking along a beach, you might find a piece of coral or sea glass that really catches your eye against all that sand.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's like little pops of interest without disrupting that overall sense of calm. Okay, so we've got the colors down, which is a great starting point. But Alex Cota also really emphasizes natural textures, and that takes his style way beyond just paint on the walls.
Oh, absolutely. It's about bringing that tactile experience of the coast into the space itself.
They mention things like driftwood, rattan, linen, duddy, and even shiplap, which I'm seeing everywhere these days.
It's all about creating visual interest, but also warmth, that feeling of being grounded.
It's almost like you can feel the sand between your toes just by being in the room, even if you're miles from the beach.
That's the idea, exactly.
Okay, so we've got the colors, we've got the textures. What about furniture? What kind of pieces would fit into this laid-back, coastal vibe?
Well, think comfort and casual elegance. Alex Cota suggests sticking with lighter colors and fabrics that breathe.
Okay, got it.
Slip-covered sofas, for instance, or wicker chairs. Anything that says, relax, unwind, you're on holiday.
You say wicker chairs, and I'm already picturing myself curled up with a good book like I'm at a seaside cottage.
That's the feeling we're going for. It's about creating a retreat, a haven from the everyday hustle and bustle.
So the furniture should reflect that sense of ease,
yeah,
and informality. I love it. All right, so we've got the foundation colors, textures, furniture. What about the finishing touches, the decor? How do we bring in those subtle coastal hints without going overboard?
Well, this is where Alex Cota gets quite specific. They suggest incorporating things like rope accents, a few well-placed seashells, maybe some ocean-themed artwork, and layering rugs and curtains to add that extra touch of softness, which I think is brilliant.
I see what you mean. It's all about creating those layers, that sense of depth.
Hmm.
And it makes sense you wouldn't come home from a beach walk and keep every single shell you find, right? It's about choosing those special pieces that really speak to you.
Right. And that brings us to the importance of restraint. How do we walk that line between coastal chic and nautical overload? That's where the do's and don'ts come in. It's how we separate the truly stylish coastal retreats from the ones that feel a bit too themed or overdone.
Okay, I'm ready to take notes. Hit me with those don'ts. What are the must-haves for nailing this look?
Okay, so first and foremost, embrace natural light. Like, really maximize it whenever possible. Big windows, skylights, whatever it takes to flood the space with sunshine.
Because that echoes that bright, airy feeling you get at the coast.
Exactly. And it works beautifully with that light color palette we discussed earlier. Now, in terms of fabrics, think natural and breezy. Linens, cottons, those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah. I can practically feel a soft linen throw draped over a sofa. Super inviting. But what about things to avoid? What are the big no-nos in coastal retreat design?
Well, the biggest one is going overboard with the nautical theme. A few subtle nods are enough. You don't need anchors and sailboats everywhere.
Right. So it's about hinting at the seaside, not recreating it literally in your living room. Got it. What else should we steer clear of?
Clutter is another big one. Remember, we're aiming for that airy, spacious feel. So keep surfaces clear, opt for furniture with clean lines, and don't be afraid to embrace negative space.
Okay, less is more. Got it. And what about color choices? I'm guessing overly bright or harsh colors are a definite no.
You got it. Stick with those soft, muted tones we talked about earlier. Calming blues, greens, sandy neutrals, and then maybe those pops of coral or seafoam as accents.
Okay, so lots of natural light, breezy fabrics. a few well-chosen coastal accents, and definitely no clutter. I'm starting to get a really good sense of how this style comes together.
It's all about creating a space that feels serene, inviting, and connected to the beauty of the coast.
Which brings us back to Alex Cota and those projects they've worked on. We know they've done some amazing coastal retreat designs in Felixstowe and Eastbourne.
It's really interesting to think about how they might have approached those specific locations because each town has such a unique character, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's like each place has its own coastal personality. Okay, so let's play a little design game. What comes to mind when you think of a coastal retreat style home in Felixstowe?
Well, Felixstowe has that classic seaside town energy, you know, bustling, lively, and of course those stunning beaches. So I imagine Alex Cota would really lean into that vibrancy, maybe by using bolder pops of color like coral or turquoise alongside those core blues and neutrals.
Ooh, I like that. And maybe even some more playful patterns like stripes or subtle nautical motifs to capture that energetic Felixstowe vibe.
Exactly. It's all about tailoring the style to the location and really capturing its essence. Now, Eastbourne, on the other hand, has a completely different feel. It's a bit more refined with a touch of Victorian elegance, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. So in Eastbourne, maybe a coastal retreat would have a slightly more muted palette, incorporating softer grays or even touches of lavender alongside those classic coastal blues.
Yes, and I could see the furniture being a bit more tailored and elegant as well. Maybe plush velvet armchairs with some antique brass accents, but still maintaining that relaxed coastal feel.
This is so fun. It's like we're getting a glimpse into Alex Cota's design process, even without seeing the actual projects. But it really highlights that there's more to this style than just following a set of rules.
Oh, for sure. It's about understanding the underlying principles and then applying them in a way that feels authentic to the space and its surroundings. It's about capturing that feeling of peace and tranquility we associate with the coast, but doing it in a way that feels personal and unique.
You know, it's funny. We've been talking a lot about the visual aspects of coastal retreat design, but I'm starting to think there's a whole other layer here. Like, it's not just about how things look, but how they make you feel.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. It's about creating a space that nourishes your soul, you know, a sanctuary where you can escape the stress of everyday life and just reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, it's almost like a philosophy, a way of life.
Exactly. And I think that's what makes coastal retreat design so enduring. It's not just a fleeting trend. It's a timeless style that speaks to our deep-seated longing for peace, tranquility, and connection with nature.
It makes me want to pack my bags and head to the coast right now.
Oh.
But even if we can't all live by the sea, at least we can bring a little bit of that coastal magic into our own homes.
Exactly. And remember, it doesn't have to be a massive overhaul. Even small changes, like incorporating some natural textures or adding those calming blues to your color palette, can make a huge difference.
It's all about being intentional, right? Creating a space that reflects your values and aspirations. Speaking of which, I'm curious, from your perspective, what are the key things that Alex Cota seems to prioritize in their coastal retreat designs?
Well, from what we've gathered, it seems like creating a sense of harmony and balance is really important to them. It's about finding that sweet spot between incorporating coastal elements without going overboard.
So it's about being inspired by the coast, not just replicating it.
Precisely. Capturing the essence without being too literal or themed.
It sounds like they have a real knack for creating spaces that feel both authentic and personal.
Absolutely. And isn't that the ultimate goal, really? To create a home that reflects who you are and how you want to live?
I couldn't agree more. And that brings us back to those projects in Felixstowe and Eastbourne. We were just imagining what those spaces might look like. But now I'm curious about those finishing touches, you know, the details that really bring a room to life.
Oh, absolutely. The details are everything.
So let's go back to those imaginary designs.
Hmm.
What kind of artwork do you think Alex Cota might have chosen for those homes?
That's a good one.
I'm picturing a mix of vintage nautical maps and maybe some contemporary abstract pieces inspired by the sea, just to add a little intrigue and personality.
I love that. And what about those sensory details? Like imagine the scent of salt air wafting in from the open windows, or a woven basket filled with fluffy towels, or maybe a collection of seashells artfully arranged on a shelf.
It's amazing how those little touches can really transport you to another place.
It's all about creating a multi-sensory experience, you know, engaging not just our sight, but our sense of smell and touch as well.
This has been such an inspiring deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new appreciation for coastal retreat design.
Me too. It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. And hopefully our listeners are feeling inspired as well. Remember, you don't need to live by the sea to create a coastal retreat. You can bring that same sense of calm and beauty into your own home, no matter where you are.
Yeah, and you know, thinking about what we were just saying about capturing the essence of a place,
yeah,
it makes me wonder, what do you think Alex Cota's process is like when they first walk into a space? Like, do they immediately start picturing all those coastal elements, or is there something else they focus on first?
That's a really great question. I'm sure a skilled designer like Alex Cota would first assess the existing architecture and the natural light, understanding the bones of a room, how the light plays throughout the day. That's all essential before you even start thinking about colors or furniture.
Yeah, like laying the groundwork.
Right.
Setting the stage.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about those do's and don'ts we talked about. They're not just like random rules. They come from that initial assessment of the space.
Exactly. Like, embracing natural light is so important in coastal retreat design. So if a room doesn't have a lot of it, well, Alex Cota would probably incorporate strategic lighting to kind of mimic that bright and airy coastal feel.
So even if you're not working with the ideal space, you can still get that coastal retreat vibe with a little bit of clever design.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding the principles and then adapting them to the specific challenges and opportunities of each project.
You know, thinking about those Felixstowe and Eastbourne projects again, it makes me realize that even though they both embody coastal retreat, they probably have totally different personalities.
Oh, without a doubt. A coastal retreat in bustling Felixstowe is going to have a completely different energy than one in more elegant Eastbourne. The core elements might be the same, but those specific choices, the colors, the textures, the little details, they'll all reflect the character of each town.
It's amazing how one style can be interpreted in so many ways, right?
That's what makes design so exciting. It's not about following rigid rules. It's about creativity and personal expression.
Well, this has been such an inspiring deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much, not just about coastal retreat, but about design in general. Like, the thinking behind creating a beautiful and harmonious space.
It's been an absolute pleasure exploring these ideas with you. And I really hope our listeners are feeling inspired to bring a little bit of that coastal tranquility into their own homes. Remember, you don't need to live by the sea to enjoy the beauty and serenity of coastal retreat design.
So true. It's all about creating a space that makes you feel good, that brings you a sense of peace wherever you are. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, happy decorating.